This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. I'm glad to be here, always glad to be here. And I was just thinking on, it's a beautiful thing to be among people that are like-minded, have all things in common. And it's because of the teaching, because of our pastor bringing forth the Word of God, we're able to live a sanctified life. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, to the elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk about justifying self today. So many times we wind up trying to make excuses and we tempt God by justifying ourselves. I'm going to talk about that. Before we get into that, the firstborn.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, wheresoever he goeth, these are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. Mm-hmm. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. We're transformed to his image. Yes, we are. And so we hearken to the voice. Free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. And to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls. You see, it's all about salvation. Yes, it is.
Offer up,
feel made,
that beautiful? Thank God, Deacon Richard. Choir. Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. If you drop by this site, you're going to hear something that you probably don't hear elsewhere. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Let's go to Luke 10:25. This is a lesson we have coming up, but I thought I would bring out a few points about this in this broadcast, because everyone needs to hear this, because this is what the nature of man is, to justify the things that we do. But we should think about what God is asking and not use excuses, because they are contempt. That's putting God in contempt. We don't want to do that. Luke 10:25, what does it say?
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
I always say, if you come over here to 425 Laconia Boulevard with your own doctrine, and you want to come and tempt God, don't come. Because many feel like, well, the law is done away with. Well, if you think the law is done away with, don't come here, because that's what we live by. We live by the law. We're not changing that. So don't come over here trying to change the doctrine. That is the doctrine. But this certain lawyer stood up and tempted him. That means he knew the answer already. And he answered it. But why did he answer? Why did he answer? He was tempting God, trying to catch him in something. We don't want to be like that. And many times people ask questions and know the answer already, but they want to start something. They want to start a brawl. You know what a brawl is? You bring in scripture, I bring in scripture. We go back and forth, and nobody's going nowhere. Read it.
Yes.
A certain.
And a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit?
It's all about eternal life. Now, how plain is this? Now, just think about it. We've been taught from a child that nobody can live perfect, and the law was done away with. Couldn't nobody keep them commandments. What did Jesus say about eternal life?
And he said unto him, what is written in the law?
Now, wait a minute. If you want to know about eternal life, you got to go to the law. Because what's written in eternal life, what's written in the law is not having any gods before God. So if we don't have any gods before God, we got eternal life. If we don't make any graven images unto God, we got eternal life. So if you want to know about eternal life, go to the law. What is written? Isn't that beautiful to know that? But these preachers teach us from a child, well, the law was done away with. You couldn't do that. Now, just think about it. He said, what's written in the law? There's a law of circumcision. That law of circumcision has nothing to do with eternal life. It's the spiritual law that circumcises you. God's commandments. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. That's eternal life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Yes. That's eternal life. Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
What?
And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart.
Everybody's quick. Ooh, I love God all my heart. Until you start breaking down, well, how about them gods? Why are you making graven images? And why are you taking the name of it? And where is the Sabbath? Keeping it holy. And where is living holy? But everybody's got an answer. He came up with the right answer. All your heart. What?
And with all thy soul,
mm-hmm.
and with all thy strength, as thyself.
What?
And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live.
But wait a minute, he knew all the time. But he trapped my own self. He said, and thy neighbor as thyself. He knew everything. What did the Lord say?
Yes. But he.
But he rather, yeah.
Yes, to justify himself, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
Now, who is my neighbor? Now, that's, in other words, answer that question.
Yes.
Are you asking, you coming to the minister for knowledge, but now you're going to try to trip him or say, now, but what about this? His mind was not ready to receive. His mind was ready to justify and to reject. Yeah. What about my neighbor? What did he say?
And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves.
Let's go to Genesis. Genesis 3 and 8. We do not want to be justifying ourselves, making excuses for ourselves when we see where we have to go, and we see we're not there. You want to do that. You never get there. But more importantly, it's tempting God.
Yes. Yes.
Genesis 3 and 8, what does it say?
And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Isn't that beautiful? They heard his voice. They were walking, not the voice was walking now. A lot of times they tell you, ooh, God's voice was walking. No. They were walking. They heard his voice. What? Walking in the cool of the day. What?
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence.
Now, I want y'all to think about this again. How can you hide from somebody if their presence is there? If their presence is not there? If their presence, that means it's a body.
Right.
A body is there. So they hid from that presence,
yes,
of the Lord. Because he was in a body of the angel.
Yes.
So we hid. What did he say? That means before they ate, they were walking all around that body. But when he realized they were naked, they hid from the presence of that body because they didn't want to see they were naked. Matter of fact, when they found out they were naked, they hid from each other and put them, right? So the presence means there was a body there. What?
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou?
Now, wait a minute. The angel wasn't acting like he was a satellite in the sky. I see you. The angel said, where are you? He was looking for him too. He was in a body. He hid from him. He said, where are you? Because he couldn't see him. He wasn't God in the, and seeing everything. He was in a body. The angel could not see him. He was hiding. What did he say?
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
Now, wait a minute. How are you going to hide from somebody that's been talking to your mind all the time? That means that prayer, I'm hiding from you because I heard you coming, and they hid. Presence means body.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
So he talking to your mind. God is talking to our minds today. But if you're going to deal with God, you're going to deal with God through a body.
Yes.
And it's called an angel. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he said, who told thee that thou was naked?
What?
Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded?
No, wait a minute. You were told this. He knew it.
Yes.
What did he say? And something God knew all the time what he did. He said, who told you was naked?
Right.
You did so and so. What did he say?
And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest.
Now you gave me this woman. You're going to blame God now. The woman you gave me. That's the nature of that man. Contempt. The woman you gave me. But guess what? God in his mercy knew that he didn't have no experience. He was blindsided, right? And not only that, he knew what was in him.
Yeah.
The one that was really blindsided was the woman.
Yeah.
Because the woman was trying to fight.
Yeah.
Just putting up what she knew and got deceitful. Got deceived. Isn't that beautiful to know that? All right. Go to Genesis 4 and 8. We don't want to make excuses. Why don't we just say, you're right. I didn't know. What do you think? Oh, come on, well, you. Pastor, you act like you don't want me to. You act like you don't want me to make it. What do you think we're here for? That would be stupid to tell guys, you're not for me. What you come here for? That's saying God is not for you. We're all here for the same reason. That's it, for eternal life. Isn't that beautiful? No other agenda. So if y'all say, well, look, you know what? Maybe court man, you shouldn't take that job. The pastor don't want me to prosper. You think that's what that is?
No.
If you say that, you're in contempt. Because you know God didn't bring you here for nothing but for eternal life. That's what he brought you here for. Eternal life. And anything you have to encounter on the way, don't blame God. That's what we signed up for, right? Read. Genesis 4 and 8. Lie. That's what's in man. But what did he say?
Am I my brother's keeper?
You contempt. Am I the brother keeper? As if like, you're not. He was his brother's keeper. They were working together. He went out and talked with him. We're not getting to this now. But there's something that God showed me about Cain. And why he didn't want nobody to kill him. It was a reason for it. Because God said, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Eye for an eye. He did say that. You slay, you're going to be slain. But there's a reason why God didn't suffer for Cain to be slain. We'll talk about it. Read. No. Let's go back to Luke 10 and 25. Just a tidbit. It's very interesting. God is to say he's everything to me. God is so deep. I'm telling you. When I saw that, I said, wow. The knowledge of God, why God did not slay, have Cain slay and said, anybody slay you, I'm going to get him. There's a reason for that. Yeah. Luke 10:25, again, read it.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
What did he say?
And he said unto him, what is written in the law?
What's written?
How readest thou?
Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 1. He stood up tempting him. And we want to be sure not to tempt God. You tempt God when you tempt one another. You're tempting God. We need to know that. Isn't that beautiful? 1 Corinthians 10 and 1, what does it say?
Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea.
What? So they get the same thing we get. It's been said over and over again. And if you don't know the scripture, if you don't have a foundation, this don't make sense to you. But they got nothing no more than what we got. We're getting the same thing. We're getting the word. We're being baptized in his word. Read.
And did all eat the same spiritual meat.
Mm-hmm.
And did all drink the same spiritual drink. And they all drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ.
The drink is the word.
Yes.
The rock is the word, and Christ is the word. We get the same thing. We drink the same thing. That beautiful? Read.
But with many of them, God was not well pleased.
What?
For they were overthrown in the wilderness.
Overthrown in the wilderness. What?
Now these things were for our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things.
As they also lusted. Read the ninth verse.
Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted. And were destroyed of serpents.
Let's go to Exodus 17 and 2. Let's see how they tempted Christ. Same thing is going on today, and most people don't recognize it, but you cannot recognize it if you're not up under the teaching of God's word. Exodus 17 and 2. What does it say?
Wherefore the people did chide with Moses and said, give us water that we may drink.
Pastor, you pray for me. I've been waiting for a husband for 25 years. I'm tired now. I didn't sign you up for a husband. And you didn't sign up for a husband. You signed up for eternal life. We all did. To please God. That's what we signed up for. Right? Pastor, I've been hopping on his foot for 14 years. I was waiting on God to lengthen it a couple of inches. Make it even. Any you ever heard about going to the kingdom main or halt? If Jacob hopped in, I think you can go in with a little short leg. You know what I mean? Right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
And Moses said unto them, why chide ye with me? Wherefore do ye tempt the Lord?
So when you got a spirit against God's anointing, you're tempting God. God's anointing, and the people of God are here for one thing, eternal life. If you let the enemy take your mind back and forth, that's your problem. But you're
bringing contempt against God. Yes. Let's go to, what is the third verse? You read that?
No, read. Sir. And the people thirsted there for water.
What?
And the people murmured against Moses and said, wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt?
What?
To kill us.
Well, Pastor. So, Pastor, you don't want me to take this job, this court man, because I'll be able to prosper. If I take this job, I may not make it a couple of days during the week, but I'll be able to prosper and get everybody, everything I want, buy a house, and then all the saints come over fellowship. You just want me to be a prosperous. You think that's the reason? When I said, I'm trying to save your soul. You can't handle being out in certain things. You think, oh, you're trying to kill us. You don't want us to prosper. Only you won't have something. You think that's what it is? That's contempt, because you know you didn't sign up for that. You didn't sign up to be this or that. You signed up for eternal life. And don't let them bring you excuses. Well, I would do so, but pastors don't want me to. Really? I want everything that you have that's for you. I want you to have it. What's for us? Eternal life. That's our main goal here. That's what we want. We will harp on that first. Isn't that beautiful? And only read.
Mm-hmm. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, what shall I do unto this people? They be almost ready to stone me.
Ready to stone me, just treating me kind of unlawfully here.
Yes.
Let's go to Numbers 15 and 30. All right. We need to recognize contempt. And we don't want to be contemptible with each other. Because he said, what you do to the least of my little one, you do unto me. It's the same thing. Numbers, work with situations. Number 15 and 30. We won't be presumptuous. That's that presuming stuff again. Well, I think they got a spirit against me. Well, what's the basis for that? No, I don't know. I just think they got one. They just look at me funny. How would you know that if you weren't looking at them? Why are you looking at them? Because they're looking at me. How would you know that if you weren't looking at them? Presumptuous. It looks like they're trying to hurt me. That's presumptuous stuff. That's paranoia. That's what presumptuousness is, paranoia. Read.
And that soul shall be cut off from among his people.
What?
Because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken his commandments.
What?
That soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him.
Mark 9 and 36. This ain't the kind of... Leslie said, well, praise God. Hallelujah. We didn't get those. He said, this is not the kind of message. Hallelujah. Ain't you like that? And this will make you think. Make you check. It made me check. Mark 9 and 36.
And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And he had taken him.
And when he had taken him. Now, this such children wasn't saved, but the child was innocent. That's what God is talking about. Innocency. That's the way God wants us to be. Come in his name and treat one like that in his name. Treat one innocent. What?
Whosoever shall receive one of such children in my name, receiveth me. And whosoever shall receive me, receiveth not me, but him that sent me.
Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go back to Luke 10:25. Let's go back. Certain lawyer. This lawyer was exalted. This lawyer was cunning. This lawyer was sneaky. You ever heard of Sneaky Pete?
Yes.
Okay. Read 10 and 25.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying,
isn't that beautiful to know that? Now, evidently, and this... commentary brings out. If he stood up, I mean, Jesus was up teaching, so he stood up. We're going to challenge him. Want to be seen. But the Lord said, what's written in the law? That's all we got to tell about is what's written. We're going to go with what's written. Go ahead.
Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou?
How readest thou? St. John 10 and 24. Let's go there. How are you reading? I would say more importantly than that, how are you believing? You ain't got to understand if you believe. St. John 10 and 24.
Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, how long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly.
Tell us plainly. They ask you back and forth. And you bring in knowledge, but because of the fact they are carnal, it don't make sense to them. Go back and forth. What do? Oh, you have to bring scripture. Everything is based on scripture. What's written. You can't break the scripture. What did he say?
Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me.
What does the 30th verse say?
I and my Father are one.
What?
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone.
Now, wait a minute. Why would somebody be upset with us because we say, or you say, or we say to the individual, I'm one with God. I strive to be one. Why would they want to be upset with you? They didn't want to throw little stones. First thing they say, who do you think you is? Jesus walking the water? Why would we not strive to be like the Father? Why wouldn't we strive to be like that? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with fulfilling what's written? If it says have no other gods before me, what's wrong with getting rid of gods? What's wrong with that? Why would somebody be upset because you don't lie, steal, commit adultery, kill, commit covet? Why would somebody be upset with that? Because you don't do that. But what they get upset is because you challenge the fact that I can overcome that. Why would they be upset with that? They want to stone him because he said, I and my Father are one. Same thing. Say, well, I live for God and I live holy. You're going to get stoned. Anyone watching this broadcast, what's the problem if you say, I live free from sin? What's the problem if you can do all things in Christ that strengthen us? What's the problem? Right? I and my Father are one. And they what?
Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him.
What? Now, wait a minute. Isn't that a good work not to have gods before God? Isn't that a good work not to have any graven images? Now, which one are you going to get upset with us for? That's the Father's works. It's good, isn't it? Now, which one are you going to blame us for? That we couldn't keep that mosaic. You going to blame us for the, that's his word? Read.
Mm-hmm. The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work, we stone thee not.
What?
Wait a minute,
he didn't. He said, I and my Father are one. And you'll get upset because I say I'm the Son of God. He didn't say he was God, he said he's the Son of God. That's what he said. Aren't we supposed to say it today? Then the Lord said, Father, make them one. So if he said, I'm one with God, so I said, who do you think? Well, didn't Christ say, make us one? What's the problem? Well, we're one with the Father, right? Which one of y'all gonna stone us for? Because we keep the Sabbath? You gonna stone us for that? You gonna tell us we ain't saved because of that? That's the Father's work, isn't it?
Yes.
Read.
Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods?
Mm-hmm.
If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came.
Unto whom the word of God came.
And the scripture cannot.
Wait a minute. The scripture can't be broken. So how do you take the Sabbath day out and put a Sunday in there?
Yes.
Or the first day, but it can't be broken. That's why he couldn't break his bones, because he represents being the Word. The scripture can't be broken. So when what I do is unto the Lord, and my day is Sunday. But you broke the scripture. Can't do that. Can't be broken. What?
Say ye of him whom the Father hath sacrificed and sent into the world, thou blasphemous, because I said.
Thou blasphemous? Because I said I am the Son of God. You gonna say I'm blaspheming?
Yes.
And I've been sanctified?
Yes.
What?
If I do not the works of my Father.
Wait a minute. We're doing the works of God, it says, not to have gods before me, not make any graven image, don't take his name in vain, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honor thy father and thy mother, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. These are God's works.
Yes.
Which one are you going to stone us for? Which one we got a problem with? Go to James, thank God. James 1:25. Which one you got a problem with? Say, we ain't stoned. Yes, you are. Why are you separating yourselves from us? Because of the word. That's like in the stones. James 1:25, what does it say?
continue.
It's talking about the law now. Yes. He said, what's in the law? How do you read it? But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, what?
In
other words, keep it. Keep doing it now. But wait a minute now. Jesus is going off scene. And James said, the law ain't going anywhere. Keep it. He ain't talking about the law of circumcision. He's talking about God's divine word. Yes. Look into the law and keep it. What?
He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work.
Well, there it is. That's the work we got to do.
Yes.
It's work.
Yes.
10 precepts. For which one of those works you going to stone us? That's the Father's work. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
This man shall be blessed in his
Wait a minute. We're blessed by deeds done of the work.
Yes.
Not because you have an attitude. That don't give you no blessing. Isn't that good to know that?
Yeah.
Thank God. Let's go to Philippians 2 and 12. Let's go there. Thank God. Knowledge. And I'm grateful to have the opportunity to share that which was given to me with you. Philippians 2 and 12.
Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence,
what?
Work out your own salvation.
Wait a minute. They want to justify themselves. Well, we can't do that work. Well, why not? You can't work yourself to heaven. You can't work your way to heaven. You can't work for this. Well, if you don't work, you ain't gonna get it. Because that's what the scripture's telling you. We're supposed to work out our soul salvation. So you gotta do some work. Read it again. What did it say?
Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed.
What?
Not as in my presence only, but now much more.
There's that presence again. Presence means a body.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful to know that?
Yes.
Read.
Work out your own salvation.
Work it out. Own salvation. What?
With fear.
With fear. What?
For it is God which worketh in you both to
Wait a minute. You said, well, you can't work your way to heaven. But wait a minute. Scripture said God is the one that's putting it in me to work.
Yes.
That's willing me. Isn't that beautiful? He's all behind that.
Yes.
What did it say?
For it is God.
Wait a minute, God is working in us. We're working together.
Yes, yes.
So you can't work your way to heaven. Yes, you can.
Yes.
If you don't, you've worked your way out. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
For to will and to do of his good pleasure.
What?
Do all things without murmurings and disputing.
What?
That ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke.
What?
In the midst of a crooked and perverse nation.
What?
Among whom ye shine as lights.
Isn't that beautiful to know that? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 3 and 9. Thank God. This is a, we're going to have us a little fellowship here because my lesson is done. 1 Corinthians 3 and 9, what did I say?
For we are laboring together with God.
We are working with God. Isn't that beautiful? While we're working with God, we don't want to justify ourselves and make excuses for the things that we take upon ourselves. Be real about things. Remember one thing, we were elected and called for this to go through everything we're going through. This doesn't make excuses when things happen.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.